This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin, here with David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. They are presenting their latest concert, Symphony Idol, tomorrow night at Five Points, Washington. David, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
And can you talk a little bit about the genesis of the idea for this concert? The idea, of course, is that you've brought in, as your soloists, three past finalists from the TV show American Idol.
Well, even the title of our concert, Symphony Idol, presents the idea, which is that we have three amazing finalists from the shows at the peak of the American Idol experience back in seasons 6, 7, and 8. These three finalists have amazing abilities, amazing talents. They beat out literally 10,000 plus other contestants to get to those final 5, 6 vocalists, mm-hmm. performers. So we're bringing that kind of talent to stand in front of an orchestra. And a buddy of mine arranges music like this incredibly well for orchestra. It's very close. It's very faithful to the originals, but it adds the color and the texture you can get by having backup from an entire orchestra. So we'll still have electric guitar and electric bass and keyboard and drums and so forth, but we've got all that power and color to go with it. So we're putting symphony is a concept, right? It's a concept, classical and sophisticated and somehow high culture. That's what everybody thinks when they hear the word symphony. Meanwhile, we've got idol as in American Idol, and that's on purpose. This is mixing things that you don't assume are going to happen together. But that's what Heartland Festival Orchestra has been often about in my programming. Anyway, so my buddy's got these great arrangements he's done, and another friend puts this together into a show like the one we're presenting. And the show itself covers practically the whole range of popular music. We have rock music, we have gospel music, we have a little jazz, we have some soul, we have disco. So put that together and what's the category? So we call that pop music, right?
Well, and it sounds like a great opportunity for the orchestra to do two things, one of which is to remind us, as you say, that orchestral music and classical music are not necessarily synonymous terms. That an orchestra can do more than play classical music. And in that sense, it's also an opportunity for the HFO to kind of stretch its legs a little bit and dip into some of these other genres.
Right. And as Ellington so eloquently said, there's two kinds of music, good and bad. We only have good on this program. But it's fun for us, in quotations, classical music, because we all have roots, pretty much all of us. This is part of our musical heritage as well. We didn't grow up in some kind of a vacuum where there was only Bach and Beethoven and Brahms. You know, a rock classic like Don't Stop Believin' is something that's in all of us. We saw John Travolta on the screen dancing to Stayin' Alive, right? So when we get to play it, we get to help bring it alive for our audience and also revisit ourselves. It's a cool experience.
And talk a little bit about the three soloists, because I get the sense that each of them kind of brings his or her own strength to the program, both in terms of voice type and in terms of the repertoire that they bring to the table.
Well, that's true. It's a good point. Lakeisha Jones made a really big hit on this show. She is a voice of power and conviction and the classic, if I can use the word, African-American gospel rock singer. I mean, she can sing a ballad and really deliver it. She's an incredible, wonderful human being, you know, with a great life story. It's amazing. Looking up some of her history, she was part of a documentary or a show way back when. She's from Flint, Michigan originally, but you know, maybe a decade ago, 10 or 15 years ago, she was part of a show that was a documentary about lead poisoning.
Mm.
It's a weird, crazy thing. Anyway, she did well on America, did wonderfully on American Idol, and she's had this career going. So then we have Matt Girard, who is a singer-songwriter. He plays, he'll even play a little at the keyboard in our show. He can do dueling pianos. He can take requests. And he's really versatile guy. He covers all kinds of genres, and he's making his career as well. They're all cutting CDs. Haley Scarnato is, you know, like a budding pop star, has glamour to her. Her voice is really good, and she can deliver with the best of them.
As you've been prepping for this concert and as you've been, you know, talking to the soloists, have you gotten a sense of what the American Idol experience is like, either for the people who make it to that final round or for the thousands of people who show up at an audition and they get their 5 minutes and go home? I mean, talk about that phenomenon a little bit.
Well, I'm actually looking forward to getting closer to that phenomenon and understanding it better, because isn't it hard to imagine? I mean, if we watch the show, we see these huge moments, right? And they may have 2, 3, or 4 minutes in the spotlight, and then they're standing there in front of these judges who might be Simon Cowell, incredibly cutting and sarcastic and all the rest. And meanwhile, then they're hoping millions of people are going to vote for them.
Right.
So it's a unique experience. Way back when we had Barbara Padilla, it's not all that way back, but earlier seasons of HFO, when we had Barbara Padilla here, she was nearly a winner of America's Got Talent. And that's a similar kind of experience. And it calls for a kind of inner strength that I've got a lot of respect for that. That takes not just the talent, but determination. Lakeisha went and auditioned 1 year and didn't get in. And a few years later, she came back and she did get in, and then she nearly won it all. So this is the kind of discipline, determination, and just plain old-fashioned grit that you need for that experience. And I should mention that people that would like to know and hear more in the voice of the finalists about this experience, they'll talk from the stage Saturday night at our concert, but also Sunday afternoon, I've arranged for a special appearance by Lakeisha and Matt at Becker Auditorium at Eureka College. It's going to be at 3 in the afternoon at Eureka College, and it's the two of them with piano backup. There'll be Q&A. Matt will play from the piano, and I bet he'll take some requests. So that's a follow-up. That's up close and personal follow-up to Saturday night.
I can't believe that a show like American Idol has been around 15 years. And I'm just curious, and for your take on this, but it would occur to me that if you have a program like this that's focused on the human voice and it's such a phenomenon over such a long period of time, I just wonder, are we maybe seeing a phenomenon where more people are interested in singing and expressing themselves musically that way because of this program that was such a big part of our culture for so many years?
Well, I think you're right. I think that is the case. I think that this process of comparing one contestant with another makes people far more aware of and conscious of the differences in the qualities of the performers and their voices. And of course, there have been all these spin-offs, you know, the program The Voice, The X Factor, and even a program like America's Got Talent, lots of times those are singers as well. So I think we're seeing a resurgence of general interest in The Voice. It's not like it just comes from some record label and suddenly we have the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or Journey or whatever the group may be, or Ray Charles. People are – they're actually eager to see it being born.
Yeah.
You know, Carrie Underwood, you know, Kelly Clarkson. You want to see – all right, well, it's next year's star, right? And I'm seeing it when he or she is not yet a star.
We should also point out that following the Saturday night concert, you have a second event going on Sunday afternoon at Eureka College with two of your three soloists. Can you talk a little bit more about that event?
That's right. On Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock on the Eureka College campus in Becker Auditorium, Lakeisha and Matt will be singing, appearing in recital. And this is a chance to get much closer and also hear a little more from them about what their personal lives and experiences have been, both in the American Idol experience and then in their careers since then. So they're going to sing songs. We have piano accompaniment with them, but also Matt will play and sing from the keyboard. And it's a great chance to get a better look into what's it like to be one of the idols. I should also add that that's Sunday afternoon at Eureka College. People who want to come can just come and look for a ticket at the door. It's $20 adults, $10 for students. No place to call in advance, no advance sales, but you'll be very welcome. Look forward to seeing you there.
And also, with every concert, the HFO always works in conjunction with some community partner, an agency or an organization in the community. And this time it's the Pediatric Resource Center. What can you tell us about them?
Well, this is a wonderful organization affiliated with OSF Children's Hospital. And their mission is to take care of children who need looking after, abused or neglected kids who just need someone to advocate for them with all the issues that can arise, especially when you have medical issues. So it's a huge resource, and partnering with OSF Children's Hospital, I know there are so many kids who would not get what they need without this advocacy from the PRC.
We've been talking with the Heartland Festival Orchestra's David Commande. The orchestra's next concert features three finalists from American Idol. It's tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points in Washington. David, again, thank you for being with us.
So glad to be here.
Also this weekend, the Central Illinois Jazz Society presents David Hoffman and Friends on Sunday. They'll be performing traditional jazz standards and some original work. The performance is at the Landmark Recreation Center in Peoria. The CIJS house band starts at 6 o'clock, David Hoffman and Friends at 7:15. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.